Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Former congressman from Peoria, former Secretary of Transportation in the Barack Obama administration, and now a guy helping the folks in Springfield with that library and museum. Ray LaHood is on the phone. Ray, it's John Williams. You're on WGN in Chicago. How are you?
I'm good. Good morning. Thank you for inviting me.
Where did we find you today? Are you in Peoria?
I'm in New York. Just arrived in New York. I have a meeting in a half hour, and then my wife and I are spending Christmas in Florida. I'm going to fly back to Florida.
What do you think, or how are you feeling today, since you were the guy that banged the gavel on the Clinton impeachment? It just got hammered down in the House today by somebody else. I saw a quote from you. It said it was deja vu for you, or like Groundhog's Day.
Yeah, well, it really is, John. I think when I look at what Democrats are saying about Trump, that's what we were saying about Clinton back in 1998, 20 years ago, when we were right on the verge of impeaching Bill Clinton. And the speeches haven't changed. The individuals have, but the speeches haven't changed. As a matter of fact, if you look at a speech that Jerry Nadler gave, you would think that that was a speech that Republicans are giving today, because he's making the point that what Clinton did was not impeachable, and that's what Republicans are saying about Trump today, too.
Well, so that's an interesting comparison. But as a Republican, I presume you felt that the impeachment process of Bill Clinton went properly. Do you think that the same is happening for Donald Trump right now?
Absolutely. They're by the book, and they're following the rules, nobody can really question that. People can question that, but nobody can question the way that it's being done, how it's being done, and so forth.
You cut out a little bit there, but I think I got that, Congressman. You said that the process is certainly proper. The content may be at issue. Maybe the Senate should not convict him, but at least procedurally, everything is going as it should. Some people have taken exception.
Absolutely.
And some people have taken exception to that they're going too quickly, that this shouldn't be happening at all. But as I guess Democrats control the House, what are you going to do, right?
Exactly. And the point is, John, that this, as it was with Speaker Gingrich, he made a political decision to impeach President Clinton. And Speaker Pelosi has made a decision to impeach President Trump. Both political decisions, but they're doing it by the book and by the rules of the House. And they held hearings. They came up with the articles of impeachment, not as many as we had with Clinton. But the point is, the process is working the way that it should. But let's face it, this is politics. This is about politics. Back in the day, we knew that Gingrich didn't like Clinton. And he went to Henry Hyde, the chairman of the Judiciary Committee, and said, I'd like you to hold hearings and figure out a way to get this done. And that's what Speaker Pelosi did with Adam Schiff, the chair of the Intelligence Committee, and also with the chair of the Judiciary Committee, Jerry Nadler.
When you were asked to preside over the House impeachment of Bill Clinton, was that an honor, or was that, hey, I don't want to do it, let's get somebody else to do this because this could look bad in the long run? How did you feel about them reaching out to you?
You know, John, Gingrich knew that he couldn't do it. He was too much of a lightning rod, too controversial. And as a matter of fact, they already announced that he wasn't going to stand for speaker. And so it became clear that they needed to find someone who could do it in a way that was fair, do it by the book, do it by the rules. And I had developed a very good reputation since 1995, presiding over some very, very controversial issues in the House. And they knew that I could do it by the book fairly and give everybody their opportunity to speak. And when it was all said and done, John, after 2 days of presiding, all of the Republicans met in a meeting room in the Capitol. And the first thing that Speaker Gingrich said is, Ray LaHood did an extraordinary job of presiding, and I got a standing ovation. And there were many Democrats who came up to me during the proceedings and thanked me for the way that I conducted it. And I think Speaker Pelosi has picked a very good person to preside today. Diana DeGette is a congresswoman from Colorado, and she's done a good job at presiding over other controversial matters. So I think it will be done correctly.
I was wondering about that. You just answered that question. Is there a Ray LaHood in the Congress today? Because it's just so partisan, but I'm glad to hear you say that. Were you nervous at all? I mean, you knew that was going to be historic. The gavel that you used is in the Smithsonian, as I understand it. Were you nervous? And did you? And since impeachment happens so rarely, were you worried about the procedure itself? How do you even do one of these things? What did that feel
like? You know, John, I wasn't nervous because I had presided over welfare reform, which is a very heated debate, Medicare reform, which is a heated debate. Now, this is different, obviously. This is impeachment, only been done now today 3 times. When I was doing it, it was only the second time. And I wanted to do it correctly, and I met with the parliamentarians who were right there next to the speaker advising. I would say 3 dramatic things happened, John. Obviously, the 4 votes that were taken is the most dramatic thing that happened, and that happened at the end of the second day. The other 2 things that happened on the beginning of the second day, Bob Livingston, who was going to be Speaker of the House, was the first speaker, and he announced he was not going to stand for speaker because it had been disclosed that he was having an affair with someone, and he felt that he couldn't continue to be the speaker in waiting, and so he announced he was going to resign from the House that day and would not stand for speaker. And then the other thing was the Democrats made it clear they wanted a censure vote. And I had to make a ruling on that, so I worked with the parliamentarians. But those were the 3 things that really occurred to me that were the most dramatic. And I think people did appreciate that it was done fairly by the book, and everybody had a chance to speak.
Well, when I think back to, I mean, it was certainly televised. We were able to watch you perform.
The question is on the adoption of Article 2. The House will be in order. On this vote, the yeas are 205, the nays are 229. Article 2 is not adopted. The yeas are 221, the nays are 212.
No, there's just some of the audio of you performing. Did it get cantankerous or rancorous? Was there yelling? And I mean, there have been moments in the hearings up to now where guys are cutting each other off. They're saying rule of order. They're trying to fight parliamentary games. Did it get out of hand, or was it all pretty smooth sailing when you recall the Clinton impeachment?
It never really got out of hand, John. And I count that as my experience in handling controversial issues. I didn't let it get out of hand. I gave everybody their chance to speak. I gave everybody their opportunity to do it by the book and by the rules. And I think people appreciated that. And there was no outrageous behavior, no parliamentary shenanigans. And we got through it.
One last question for you, Ray, and then I'll let you go. We're going to do the news here, and you've got a meeting to attend. But was it true then, and I wonder if it's true now, that despite what we hear and see on TV, the Congress is surprisingly collegial, that they do get along, they are working for our best interest and in an intelligent way? Was it that way then, and do you think that that's going on today despite the, you know, inflamed rhetoric that we hear?
I think there's a lot more bipartisanship and collegiality than ever gets caught on camera and ever gets spoken about. After this vote, after these votes to impeach President Trump, John, the Congress will vote with probably 350 votes, which is going to be very bipartisan, on a new NAFTA agreement. That's been hammered out over a year. It's been done in a very bipartisan way, and it'll get an overwhelming bipartisan vote. That will not be the headline today, obviously, but it certainly is a very significant piece of legislation for farmers in Illinois and companies like Caterpillar and many other companies. It was done in cooperation with the White House, a Democratic Congress, and Republicans weighing in also.
Who knew? Ray LaHood, always a pleasure to talk to you. Pete McMurray says hi, by the way. He's just down the hall.
Merry Christmas, John.
He was running down the hall. I says, hey, Pete, would your cousin come on with us? He said, sure, let me give him a call. So thanks for joining us today, Ray.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to the former Peoria congressman who presided over the Clinton impeachment. He was obviously Barack Obama's Secretary of Transportation and an interesting one at that. Ray LaHood.